interesting. He Alfred Forsgren and myself, we feel that we're called God through a living prophet ourselves. And our feeling is in our own hearts. We feel that we have a living feeling and what we call a testimony of Christ. And we feel that He is our Savior and that He did atone for the sins of the world. And we were wondering what feelings were about this.
Our feeling is direct. Getting the orders of God is direct orders are there. And we have to carry. Anupunyena Krishnana Sivanam favorably to carry out the order of Krishna. Krishna means God.
Krishna means God.
So, favorably, what God says, you do it, you have to do it.
Great. Okay, supposing when you die, how will there be another man of your sort who people would look to like these here?
Many. Anyone who carry out the order, he will be proper.
I see. So you just carry the order out fully.
And I teach my student to carry out. Anyone who will carry out the order strictly, he will be proper.
What do you feel the greatest order of God?
To surrender unto Him.
Pardon?
To surrender to Him.
Surrender to His palm. I believe it.
You know, it's interesting. Our prophet, when he passes on, we believe that another prophet will be called in his place by God to carry on.
Anyone who will carry out the order of God without any change, he is perfect.
I have a question. Do you know much of Mormonism?
No.
No. Could I just share one experience, and I'd like your opinion on this. This is one thing that the reason that we come throughout the world, and that is that we believe that in the year 1820, that there was a young man, Joseph Smith, who was confused about religion, and in his confused state, he stopped the Bible, and he read James 1:5, and the inspiration was to go seek God and ask Him in prayer. And in his prayer, he had an experience where God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, appeared to him. Now, see, this is what we base our religion about, is that a young man saw God and was visited by Him and His Son, Jesus Christ. And through Him, they used Him as an instrument in restoring His true church. Now, that's our testimony. We believe this with all of our hearts. And we feel that it's built upon the Spirit. And it's in through prayer and study that we found it. Now, what's your opinion about that?
He has seen God. That God has given him some message.
Right.
What is that message?
Go ahead. We believe that the message that God gave him was that the true church was not on the earth. And we believe that through Joseph Smith, the true gospel of Jesus Christ was once again restored to the earth with all its power, with all its authority, and with the holy priesthood.
So Jesus Christ is upright.
Yes, Jesus Christ.
So, what is the order of Jesus Christ?
We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yes, that's right. But what Jesus Christ says?
What does Jesus Christ say? What is Jesus Christ saying? What are His instructions?
Well, Jesus Christ, we believe that when he lived as a mortal man, he organized the church and the people followed him as their personal
faith. What is the instruction?
The instructions to Joseph Smith was, well, in 10-year period of time, from 1820 to 1830, many things happened to Joseph Smith. One thing was, is that he was visited by an angel called Moroni, who lived 1400 years earlier in the Americas, and he was a prophet. And he wrote a book and sealed it away, and it was written on gold plate. Joseph Smith translated this ancient work of Egyptian hieroglyphics into English, and it was called the Book of Mormon, after a great prophet.
So what is the message?
Well, the message is that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the Kingdom of God, and it's true.
Oh, what is the Church of Jesus Christ?
Well, Jesus Christ Church, that's simply it.
What is that?
Well,
what does it say? If you do this, you do not do this.
I don't understand what you
mean. You mean the commandments in the church?
Yes.
There's many commandments in the church. We believe that Jesus Christ commanded Joseph Smith to restore the church.
No, what is it about my matter?
This is one of them. That the church should be run by a prophet and 12 apostles. We believe in what is called the word of wisdom. This is abstaining. This is much like your health.
That's suppose there is no specific message that the church should be conducted on this principle. Is there any such message?
I think that the real thing is people have to accept Christ as their Savior and make his atonement effective. See, when he made his atonement,
his commandments.
Well, his commandments are, we believe that Christ gave them to Moses as a friend.
What are these commandments? Like somebody said, it was given to him, it was given to him.
The Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Those commandments we follow. We believe commandments of living a Sabbath day, law of chastity.
So whether they are being followed?
Yes.
Chastity is being followed?
Yes. The church teaches it, and people who do not obey it are bringing condemnation upon themselves.
Yes.
But
it means that the commandment is that the woman should be chaste.
Exactly.
And you should not kill.
Well, no,
at killing.
Well,
and it is very hard to find out the woman yes.
That's true.
Then where is Christian?
Well, see, this is the great thing of the atonement. See, when Christ suffered the sins of the world in Gethsemane,
why for your sins Christ to suffer?
Christ suffered for my sins.
Yes, why?
Well, because he loved us and he was the only begotten Son of God.
That means you are born committing sins and Christ will come
out. No. See, Christ only forgives when you repent. See what I mean? See, this is the thing that I want to say.
It has become a business that I commit sin and repent.
I repent
and even I commit sin. Do you think it's a very good business?
Well, see, this is the thing. It, Christianity has made it a business. But what we're saying is
that means they are not Christians.
That's right.
So then what is Christian?
Well, the Christian world is the majority of the people think
the majority is not the calculation. The minority is if one person carries out the order of class, then he is Christian.
Exactly.
Otherwise they are not Christians.
That's right. But I just wanted to say one thing, and now
our principle is that if one person carries out the order of God, he is actually the prophet. If he does not carry out, simply by grace, he is prophet. It uses.
I think. All right. We have a little different feeling about that.
Why should be different?
Well, we
would you actually the commandments of law, you must carry out the orders of law.
Right.
There cannot be difference.
Mm-hmm.
If there is divine recognition, you are no longer servant.
Well, we feel that God always had prophets and called them himself, as he called like Aaron.
But how the prophet can disobey the original orders of God or Christ?
How can a prophet disobey? We don't. A prophet doesn't disobey. We believe that the prophet at the head of our church, Master W. Kimball, speaks with God. And he conveys his messages onto us as church members and on the rest of the
world. My point is that there is 2 points here. Chastity and non-violence. But this is not being carried out.
Well, we agree.
Yes. Well, the prophet and what is the following?
Well, Peter, the prophet is teaching the people about this and teaching them to live it.
That means so people are not obeying the prophet.
Well, people are. We are.
Then how do you say that how they are killing animals? How the woman and the chest?
All people aren't following the prophet. All people, in your belief, aren't following you completely.
That is very nice. You see, my point is that if you follow God, God's message is carried by prophet, and prophet is obeyed by the people, then religion is in order. Otherwise, it is a bogus view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think we would agree there.
He must follow, then it is all right.
Exactly.
You don't follow and still be rubber stamp and fish cast and this and
would you agree that Christ is the greatest master of all?
Oh yes. We accept him as our guru.
What is this?
Guru means a prophet, yes.
What about a savior?
Savior who saves the followers from the danger of materialistic way of life, which means mass migration of the soul from one body to another.
You believe in a resurrection?
Resurrection, what do you mean exactly? But it is a fact that the soul is changing from one body to another.
That's what we agree.
Just like you are a young man, you have a body of a child. That child's body, you remember that you had a body of a child. But that body is no longer existing. But you remember that for you, the owner of the body is existing. Otherwise, how do you remember? I had a body that is like this. But that body no longer exists. So you are remembering. So you are the owner of the body. It's that you are now black or say after 2 days you may put on another fallen form. But you remember that how you are putting on black form or black thing. So you are existing. The coat is changed. Similarly, the soul is existing. The body is changing. Therefore, it is natural that I am all that. When I change this body, I get another body. This is resurrection, if you say.
I believe that. Yes. That's what we believe, put in the philosophy.
It is not believe, it is fact. You believe and not believe. It will take place.
Yes, that's right, it will take place.
Yes.
We just see it differently. We believe that after this life we'll be resurrected into a glorified, perfect body of flesh and bones. And there,
that we say twice. This last night I was just saying, yes, this human form of Christ is to make our choice whether we are going to get a body back to home, back to Godhead. But again, we are going in the cycle of birth. This is our choice. If we act according to the orders of God,
then we go
to the infection of that world. And if we still injured there, then I go again in the cycle of birth and death. That's
it. Well, we desire and strive to follow out the orders of God.
That is purpose. But if we don't do that, then we are going against the evolutionary process.
That's right.
Of birth.
But you
depend on my assessment.
Exactly. But will you agree with this point that we're not perfect?
Well, anyone who follows the order of God is perfect.
Can you be completely perfect and follow the orders perfectly?
Yes, why not? It's like, what is the order of God? God wants that you shall always think of me, that God is my supreme power. But if you think that God is the supreme, God is the supreme power, if you think like that, where is the danger?
We believe that God is supreme. He's, like you say, we believe we're constantly striving to become perfect.
No.
Every day.
Why? Constantly dying. God says, that's who think of. So, when my Jesus is to think of me, unless I'm disobedient,
when
I can think of God, always, there is no desire, there is no expenditure, there is no desire. But if I'm a rascal, I disobey. Very easy. If I'm a rascal, then I disobey. I will not think of God. I think of something else.
Well, you have a different concept of Christ. Is because
that you accept me and you with me.
Exactly.
So why do people do not accept
him? Well, we accept him, he had to be a savior, and
but you accept him in this way that let me commit all kinds of nonsense and crash with them.
No, we don't. See, we believe that
the Jewish Christians don't think like that.
They see Christ has died for our sins, but they continue to sin.
Yes, many people do. But see, what I'm saying is,
but people think like that. Then Christ has taken contract.
Well, they're wrong.
That whatever nonsense we do, we'll suffer a little bit.
We will have to suffer if we do not repent. See, we have a scripture that
they say Christ is suffering.
He has already suffered.
But he still lives up. Therefore,
he is suffering.
People say like that, that we cannot become pious. We believe that it's God doing all nonsense and Christ is. Isn't that very good?
I agree with you. I really do. But what I'm saying is that I believe that we're not all perfect. And we're working for perfection. And because
I say that what is the Jesus is to become perfect.
Well, we have to learn and obey.
That means it's a nonsense. If there is no difficulty to become perfect, and still we are imperfect, that means we are nonsense.
Well, okay.
That means we are first class nonsense.
I see. Okay, so, all right, well.
What is the difficulty? Christ teaches death. Suppose we have got our teacher Krishna. Now, like, don't believe in Krishna. That is the teacher of Christ. And you can see that he is being crucified, the cross is your symbol.
We don't worship, you don't worship the
devil. No, you may not, but Christian, they put the cross, the reminder that Christ suffered for us. This is the cross. because we became sinful and the Lord, He suffered us. We should stop the sinful. That is sanity. Now Christ will suffer, He will be rigidly crucified, and we shall go on with our nonsense. Is it real?
Well, I agree with you there. But I have a different thought and feeling.
You may have, but we are talking on the truth. That if we are so big and for example, that with God committing sinful life, and Christ will crucify, I will say. That's why he said it. So what kind of thing is it? One should continually suffer on my sin. And I am free to ask. Is it real?
Well, we don't believe that Christ continues to suffer.
No, but the Christians do that.
Well, we're
they are maintaining Christ says thou shalt not kill, and they're maintaining thousands of killing hosts.
Well,
and still they're passing on as Christians.
Well, they're wrong.
That is,
I agree with you.
You should tell them.
Well, we are. That's what we're here for.
Yes, so you are not Christians. Don't call yourself a Christian.
Well,
you are persistently disowning, beginning. Christ said, thou shalt not kill. And the Christians began killing Christ. Crucifying Christ. And then going on the street. And dance. And there is a Christian. The Pope is eating meat. And I do not wish to say certain things. These are going on and it's still there is Christians. What can I
say? Do you believe that
it is not a question of belief and not belief?
Well, okay, it would say the cutting of a down of a plant, a vegetable, you're killing the growth there. Is that a living matter?
Killing means that he had to eat something. Our brother feels. We cannot stop killing. But there is no unnecessary killing.
We agree. See,
yes.
We only kill for what we need.
Yes. But you, just like in, just a minute before, I hit so many nice fruits. So these fruits are meant for human beings. And why shall I eat meat?
The same grain.
In the Mormon scripture that's fed also, I read that God is speaking, He requests not to eat meat except in times of famine and starvation.
Right. Well, you're feeding the cow the meat, grains which you could eat.
What does the cow eat?
Grain. You are feeding the meat, grains to fatten it for slaughter. But you could eat the same grains and be healthy.
That's true. And we have many people who are in the church who strive to teach people of the church to eat more grains and milk products. And
that is not the point of the conference.
No, one thing that every living being has to eat another living than the law is.
Right.
Jiva jiva sajiva, that he has been. But in the human form of life, if one thinks now that it is, another living being is my food. So I kill my own child and eat. So you mean to say, to apply the same law, that a living entity is food for another living entity. Therefore, a human being kills his own child and eat.
Well, see, we...
Discrimination is the best part of this.
Well, we...
So, you have to eat something. But if you have got grains, vegetables, meat, very nicely for this, what do you think of?
Well, we believe that
the Lord ordained that food for man. And that who he even said in scripture to the prophets,
he ordained cow, have your food?
He ordained meat.
Yes.
And only in times of starvation and famine.
Well, in the matter also said, I don't want to get in contentious about it, but the scripture also says that who abstains from meat is not ordained of God. So, you can take it whatever way you want.
What is that? Who abstains from meat?
He's trying to say that the Mormons overeat meat. And all I'm saying is, well, the scripture which was revealed through the modern day prophet Joseph Smith was that who is abstaining from meat is not ordained of God. And I have no intention to get contentious about it. So all I'm saying is I'm honored to be here.
In the commandment, it is clearly said, thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
So, what does it mean? That unless there is absolute necessity, we shall not kill.
I think that's right, and I feel that way.
So, when he's in America, this is a full pool of human beings. Why is this a kid?
I probably go over one.
If you can live without killing cows, if you can raise cows, then you can produce that you are maintaining a farm, not one, many. You are maintaining cows, and we are getting enough meat. And from meat, we can prepare. Variety is a perishable, you can understand. Meat is perishable. There is nothing there. So let the animal leave and take the meat. It's like we run off and we take meat. But we are not dying. We are having so many nice preparations from meat, from grains, from food. Besides that, another principle that we offer to God. So, God said that give me vegetables, meal, like that. Patram bhusmam kalam tolam dhumi makkabal. So we offer these things and we get the leftover. That is our concern. We are not after killing or nothing. We are simply after obeying the orders of Krishna. That is our name. So Krishna says, give me hope from the vegetables. So we offer very nice palate to the vegetables. So even while eating, we remember God. Krishna has no nice eating. That will take the remnants. So why we see the animal? So God says that you remember me. All that, you can do it. He and his friend, after remembering me, he said, Rasoham also found the I am the taste of the water. So when you drink, who is not drinking water? At least 3 times, 4 times he drinks water. Everyone. So when you see and the water quenches your thirst and you feel some taste, nice. Krishna says, God says, I have that taste. So where is my daily going to remember God? You can simply remember this formula that the taste of the water is Krishna. Immediately remember Krishna. Prabhati, Shashi Surya, and the shining of the sun, shining of the moon. The Buddha does not see the shining of the sun and the moon. At night he sees the shining of the moon, at day he sees. So where is the chance of forgetting God? There is no chance at all. As soon as you see the sun shine, you know, here is Krishna. As soon as you see the moon shine, here is Krishna. As soon as it tastes water, oh, here it is. In this way, there is ease. That you cannot avoid the chance of remembering. Every moment, every time, you can remember. And Krishna Bhakti, Manmala Bhagavata, you always think of me. So where is my duty that you think of it? Unless I purposefully do not do it. It is not that when I go to the church and temple I can remember. I can remember him 24 hours. That is it.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that many people I know personally are what you say Krishna conscious, and they think of God and Christ 24 hours a day too.
Yes, that is what.
And
that is what. We obey the orders of Christ. We think of all that. Then we are perfect. I know Christ, the Son of God, or God, Krishna. The same thing. God and Son of God, they are not different.
We were wondering if we could give you a personal gift that means a lot to us. We've got a Book of Mormon with us, and I don't know if you have one.
No.
But we feel that it's a scripture written by ancient people who lived in the South and Central American continents from the years of 600 B.C. to A.D. 400. And we thought this was kind of a special opportunity, and we didn't know if you would have one. And we were wondering if we could leave you one.
Yes.
Great. I've got it right here. We don't want to take too much more of your time. It's, we'll leave you our card. Would that be all right?
Yes.
It's been a very enjoyable experience.
You can give one more. It's over.
You take one of our books.
Fine. Thank you.
We'll read this. We promise to read this. We promise to read
that.
Fine. I'll let your voice come
out. You can read it. I'll read it.
So you can read one of the best portions from this book.
Pardon?
The best portion. Of course, everybody is best. It's it.
Alright. Let me think for one moment. Let me read just a couple verses here, and then I'll read a few more here. Believe in God. Would you read this? I'm sorry. Just read. God,
believe that he is, and that he created all
that?
Things.
That he is.
Huh?
That he is.
Yeah.
Both in heaven and in earth, believe that he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all the things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourself before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that you do them. And again I say unto you, as I have said before, that as ye have come to the knowledge of the glory of God, or if ye have known of his goodness, and have tasted of his love, and have received the remission of your sins, which causeth such exceeding great joy in your souls, even so I would that you should remember, and always retain in remembrance, the greatness of God, and your own nothingness, and his goodness and long suffering towards you, unworthy creatures, and humble yourselves, even in the depths of humility, calling on the name of the Lord daily, and standing steadfastly in the faith of that which is to come, which was spoken by the mouth of the angel.
There's one question that mentions about chanting,
calling the name of the Lord.
Calling on the name of the Lord daily.
This is very, very close to
And again I say unto you, as I have said before, as ye have come to the knowledge of the glory of God, or if you have known of his goodness, and have tasted of his love, and have received a remission of your sins, which causes such exceeding great joy in your soul, even so I would that he should remember. The things are very nice. That soul is like you say. Your soul. Soul is like you say. That sinful activities are admitted. Goodness of God is admitted. So there is no difference between this gospel and other religious folk. This is the principle. The point is, what are the sins? Unless you know what are the sins, how you can have us?
You can't, you have to know.
What are the sins?
Well, when you disobey his orders, and he's got many commands, and they are in the book.
So therefore I was raising the question that anyone who is not obeying the Ten Commandments of the Christian religion, then how is it?
How is he a Christian?
Yeah, if he does not obey.
If he does not obey them, he is breaking the orders of God.
But then this question do not arise at all. Because he does not know what are sins and what are to be avoided and how to love God. These things require. There is a process. This time, if you want to love a girl, or a girl wants to love you, there is a process. Unless there is no love. If you do not follow the process, of course, these are the general principles. If you love somebody, you give some presences. Not that you have given the presences. It is a question of love. You are not giving very much, but you have got some love. So, you give something to God. The first question of love is that, what you are giving to God?
What am I giving to God?
Yes.
Well, I want to give everything.
You want to, but practically what you are giving?
What am I giving now?
Yes. I need to say anyone. Here is the process. Just like in our temple. They are dedicated everything to God. It's like.
Well, we likewise have went through a temple, a sacred place. And in there we have made covenants to give everything.
So, love of God means six things. This is the difference between other literature and daily. Yes, it says love of God. But in the Vedic literature, we find the process of love. Savanam Jeevanam Vishnu Smaranam Padadevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sabkamanam. Nine different processes. Then, first of all, you should hear about the glory of God. Seven. Then you should preach the glory of God. Sevanam Ketanam Vishnu. You should always remember God, Smaranam. Padasivanam. You should worship the Lord by functioning, giving service to people that speak. But it's God in person. Where is peace? And if God is no form, then how we can remember him?
We believe God has form.
Yes. But then the next question is, what is the form?
We believe in a man. The form of a man, flesh and bone, glorified, respected.
You believe that man is God?
Not man is God.
Then?
But the man
is like man. You need to say, well, the form of God is like man.
No,
flesh and bone.
Flesh and bone, glorified and perfected.
God has a material body.
Of glory and perfection.
No, no. How do you glorify the flesh and bone? It is very hard.
Immortal.
Very nice. Is that glorification?
It's not difficult, I don't, my feeling, God has
don't bring your feeling.
Well,
you must bring scriptural order. How do you glorify flesh and bone?
Well, Christ brought that about in the resurrection. When he was resurrected.
Practically say, that how you glorify your love for flesh or peace and bone? That is my question.
Well,
what is the glorification of a lump of flesh and a piece of bone?
God can do it, that's all I can say.
He cannot do it.
And I cannot.
Yeah.
But God can.
But then
how can we glorify God if he's made of flesh and bone?
How can we glorify God?
You see, there's a little bit of a communication gap here.
We don't quite understand our thoughts, and we
ask
you, and we don't quite understand.
We ask you, how do you worship a piece of flesh and a piece of bone?
It's a piece of glorified flesh and a piece of glorified.
How is flesh glorified?
It's perfect.
Flesh means material, temporary.
Well, I'm not perfect.
His
is not temporary.
You bring some flesh from slaughterhouse and glorify it.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
I was told, if I'm not right, that down there in the section of your temple that you worship as the workmanship of flesh, a man made it.
I mean, you never knew this. Who told you? He did this guy.
Well, it was one of his followers.
He's interpreting that to be the deity.
Huh?
That's his interpretation of the deity.
The deity?
That's his interpretation of what is the deity.
Man-made
matter. Is it? Do you think that the thought of God is man-made?
Well, all I can
that's my opinion.
And that's maybe your opinion. But that does not mean that is our opinion.
Well, okay, your feeling does not mean that our feeling is wrong.
Mm-hmm. And we don't actually ask him. So how do you learn calculation bones? I do not know, I'm asking you.
I don't know. God knows, is what I'm saying.
You do not know your system of glorification.
Well, glorification comes...
You are asking, I'm an amen, that you say, glorify grace and bones. But you say, I don't know.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Do you consider, is it your deity? Do you consider that glorified?
No. The deity is the form of the Lord. But when you say the bone and flesh, how can I say that this is?
Now you say that the deity is the form of God.
Yes.
Now you've also...
How about the deity?
Yes.
How is this deity?
No.
That's an angel called...
Yes, but you cannot dishonor it.
It's an honor of it.
You honor it?
No.
Well, why do you put this?
It's a picture.
No, don't honor it.
Don't honor it. Should I ask you another question? You've been hitting on some of the Ten Commandments tonight, like thou shalt not kill. Now, if you believe the Ten Commandments like that, it also believes and says in there that you shouldn't worship idols, bow down to idols.
Yes, you don't bow. What's the idol? You worship God.
All right, well, we just have it.
That's like, here is the picture of God. As you say, this picture is not important. But who says it's important? Because it's a picture of God. Because it is important, therefore you'll kill it.
Well, we say that that picture is important because it's in commemoration or something of
anyway, you offer some honor.
Honor.
I heard you give this
honor, not worship.
They put this on the top of the temples.
On one and two of them.
I seen it though.
It's not like sitting on one.
No. Anywhere, top of the earth. Yes, you're giving a particular picture. That man's stop. That means you have respect.
We have respect. We do not worship.
That means that respect is passive.
But
our quantity is whoever we respect, we worship. That is more perfect.
Well, all right. That's fine.
That is perfect. If you respect somebody, you must worship.
You know, you can't worship
it. It has become a fashion. That is a European fashion. That you respect some gentleman, political, social, for example, who sends to the crowd. But to keep him in a public park and he closed a passing school and
that statue you want to glorify some great person.
But he keeps a statue in the temple. Is that not respectful?
Yes.
If I expose the statue on the open field and they close and mark a passing school on his head, it is dragging down with mouth. Is it respectful? Do you think it is respectful?
Probably not.
But if that statue is kept in a temple and you give to God, you offer food, is it not more respectful?
Offer food to an idol?
It's not an idol, this is a point for a person.
The point is how to offer respect. That if you expect a person, so if you expose this form of the person on the public path, giving the clothes to jam to pass full on his head, that is more respectful. If you keep that statue in a temple and daily raising and loving him and offering food, that's more respectful. Which is more respectful? You are doing the same thing, but you are exposing
No.
Do these two Labas have both?
No. So you have a misunderstanding of
Brahma's reputation. You think the common sense that you have a lot of respect for the person. In his love, in his telling, his form, and then he said, Lord, for the judgment. Giving him outside and giving chance the God to pass through on his head. If you keep that statue in a nice place, which is modest, for that is nice.
Well,
the common sense. If you have got respect for the person, you have this quality. Statue, don't call it easy, statue. So, which is more respectful, to keep him exposed on the open field or to keep him in a temple?
Well, I think if I was looking at it in your point of view, it would be more respectful to put him inside. That's your point of view, not ours.
I do not know what is your point of view. Let me expose this to the open air at the bar spot. Who are they? Can you see
it? It is simply a workmanship of man. And to make the building to make it more
attractive. This is modesty. Apart from other points, if we truly offer somebody this way, then you must give him proper respect.
But see, we do not see Moroni in that. See, Moroni does not
do not see that the call the patterns to do not see.
He might do something on it. But he's not doing it.
Other statue is there and so passing on the nose. You don't please that my father's statue.
Well, I don't think that it was done on Moroni, because Moroni is not in that statue.
But Moroni, he was. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway.
But there are so many statues. So many statues in the open field.
Yes.
And they're exposed to the bar for passing through. Do you think it is more respectful than what is in the same statue?
Yes, I agree.
That is sacred temple. So what?
Yes, it's nice. They should.
So you criticize the person who is keeping the statue within the temple. If he then was, I do not see. And you keep your father's statue exposed for passing through and there.
You know, if you're going to liken it unto that, I can also liken it unto your statue stand here in your temple.
Now, take it as statue, but where is good sense to keep the statue within the temple or to keep it open field for passing through by the God?
Okay, here's some of my good sense. You've got your statues in your temple. And I noticed there were a lot of flies in there the other night, crawling all over it and doing their whatever they do.
So these women fly coming and throw passing food in the same thing.
Well,
the flies are these men.
Well,
that's why they have the whisk, you see. Try to whisk
them. Try as much as possible.
Most people tell me
it's a very good reason, but because Christ cannot be checked, and the clothes will be allowed to pass through. A people is stop the clothes. If you cannot stop the Christ, you can stop it. God, we have done that. Don't allow the clothes to come.
Yes, that's good. That's very good. We've taken a lot of your time. Great, and we are very honored and thank you very much.
Our point is that that is our philosophy. If we want the God consciousness, we must abide by order just like, yes, nice is it. I think that's the same. We must practically do that. And here I say unto you, as I have said before, that as he had come to the knowledge of the glory of God. Now, it is Dhanishana. You have come to the knowledge of the glory of God. Now, what is that knowledge? Glory of God.
Well, that is to know that He lives and that He loves you and that one day you can live with Him again.
That's right.
And that when you have that knowledge, yes, that is, I think that is the
knowledge. That is more explicitly expressed as you are describing. That you see the presence of God in the time. That Bhagavad Gita is saying that while you are drinking water, he immediately goes back on. Oh, God has created this water. So this,
exactly,
it is quenching my thoughts.
Exactly.
How is it easy?
Can I read you something out of that?
No, I can understand it. No, it's all right.
It's on the other side of the page. It talks about that.
But I'm giving you the process. You the glory of God. And I am giving you the process how to glorify God.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Here is the process. You are drinking water and God is so good. I was so much thirsty. Just thinking this is my God. This is good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
So that is the difference. Our Krishna-consciousness movement means know how to glorify God. Not theoretical. Practical. Very practical. Everyone drinks water, and while drinking water, he can glorify thousand times. That's what I can see. You are suffering in the want of sunlight. Here is God's glory. Yes, and His sunlight. This is where. So one must know how to live by God, praise Him. Then His life exists. All the other glorious, there is no doubt about it. But for us, how to glorify? Similarly, when you watch the deity, here is God. Just after the class. Just after the class. There is love.
Yeah.
Every item is practical.
We think that also to glorify God is to obey the
rules. But you see also practical.
Well, okay.
How these people are practical.
Excuse my manner of speech. I've come to know that to glorify God, and that is to obey His will and do His will.
That is it. And that is God and our Bhagavad Gita. The first order is Parmana Bhavamat Bhakta. So, how do you think of it? And He's giving. How to think of it. Not that he simply leaves you to think of it, but he is giving it in a practical way. That's all I'm not proposing. Now, when you drink water, you can think of it. When you see the sunset, you can think of it. When you see the moonset, when it is south, you can think of it. Because there is least. In the time, I can explain that least. Have you got that?
Well, have you got
all that? So, the practice and how to think of God, how to glorify Him, that there must be some practical life. That is it. Because everything is glorification of God. We cannot manufacture the sunlight. Therefore, sunshine is the glorification of God. We cannot manifest the moon sign. The moon sign is the glorification of God. In this way, we have to practice love, how to glorify God. That life is the best. That is it. That is it.
Could we have an autograph of that?
They want you to sign it to a program.
How much is it going to cost? Will they have a fish?
Sure.
And then when you heard they had one. I heard one region in Florida not say that here are lots of people helping people in
Florida. What is it?
Because this is a great thing that people of the world need to learn, is to discipline their body. And because we think that if you discipline your body, the Spirit of God is well with you more.
Yes.
We were going to get one more book by and have you sign another one. Would that be all right?
They're just bringing one more copy. They want one each. No, they want one copy each of the Upanishad. So he's just waiting. He would like you to sign that one also.
If you could.
How much does that take? Something small. Does that have a picture of him?
Good question. This is me. Do you? I don't know.